Are GM crops economically advantageous?
Economics was the reason why the United States government pushed it. The Council of Competitiveness under Dan Quayle under Bush 1 said, we need to promote U.S. exports, and they identified genetically engineered crops as the one of their key technologies. And on that basis, they put through no real regulation. And it's been an economic disaster. Corn growers lost their $300 million a year European markets. Canada lost its canola markets and its honey from canola. The soy market share dropped from 57% down a fifth to 46%. The amount of subsidies of farmers has gone up about $2 to $3 billion, specifically tied to loss of markets of the genetically modified crops. There's also a reduction in yield on average for genetically modified crops. And it's only 4 to 6%, sometimes say up to 10%. For soy, it's reduction in canola. It sometimes increases in yield, sometimes increases in corn if there's an infestation of European corn.